Correction. An earlier version of this story incorrectly stated that Alyssa Wright denied any connection to the biased Scribe Twitter account. Instead, Ms. Wright told Barry Today that Engage Barry had nothing to do with the Twitter account. We apologize for the misunderstanding. Alyssa Wright, who took a leave of absence from Engage Barry following controversial remarks about city councilors made on an incognito Twitter account, has issued an apology of sorts, but not to those who claim she harassed them online. The comments at issue were made on a Twitter account called The Biased Scribe, which has now been inactive since September 27. Let me first apologize for failing to realize the conflict between my role as chair of Engage Barry and my Twitter posts for The Biased Scribe, Wright says in a statement posted online. One of Engage Barry's missions is to encourage public involvement in Barry politics, including encouraging the public to follow and comment on Barry City Council proceedings, like The Biased Scribe does. However, I now see how my personal Twitter comments have risked influencing people's impressions of Engage Barry's nonpartisan principles. I regret this and apologize, added Wright, who has referred to The Biased Scribe as a political satire account that comments on council matters. Cown. Natalie Harris called out Wright last month for alleged social media harassment and verbal abuse through the incognito account. Wright denied the city councilor's claims. I'm disappointed that in Alyssa Wright's statement she only partially takes responsibility for her actions, by finally admitting she is the biased scribe after denying this to several media outlets, Harris said. After making any positive comment even close to an apology, she then circles back to blame others. She states that it was the controversy, which undermined the work that Engage Barry attempts to do, when in fact it was the result of her actions of harassment, which is defined as aggressive pressure or intimidation, offensive jokes, ridicule, or mockery of city council members that caused any undermining of Engage Barry's work. I called her out for years of online harassment and now she is claiming that by me doing so I'm harassing her. The hypocrisy is tiring, Harris added. Bullies don't like to be called out. She masqueraded as a comedian for too long. If you make a mistake, own up to it. She hasn't done that in my eyes. In her statement, Wright further addressed the allegations that she harassed anyone on Twitter, a claim which she has denied. Politicians undertake a heavy burden of service to the public. They are constantly in the public eye and weather a steady stream of criticism, she said. Lately, some politicians have become the targets of vulgar online abuse, especially politicians who are women, and this is unfair to them and unhealthy for democracy. However, Wright says it's also wrong for politicians to suppress public debate by labeling their critics harassers. She noted Harris, Mayor Jeff Lehman, Cown, Sergio Morales, and Cown, Robert Thompson made several serious allegations against me that are not supported by the examples they have pointed to. I have never used any threats, or racist language, or advocated harm to anyone, or any of the similar things they have suggested, Wright added. Wright also said Harris and Morales should not be subject to harassment, but should be held accountable while in public office. They are not entitled to avoid criticism, however, even if that criticism is harsh, snarky, or hurts their feelings, she said. Harassment is intended to intimidate, instead of to comment. The citizens of Barry are capable of judging for themselves whether the biased scribe engaged in harassment or comment, and of judging who is actually trying to intimidate whom here. Lehman, Morales and Thompson were also critical of comments made on the biased scribe feed. Morales previously said of the biased scribe, I've also been consistently berated by Alyssa Wright for years. Not on my votes or political decisions, but on my hair, on the city I was born in, demeaning me with the nickname, Skippy, he said. When reached for comment on Thursday, Morales said Wright has deflected the criticism leveled at her and now claims those of us who held her accountable did it to silence her. When she was publicly confronted about being the biased scribe, Alyssa attacked Natalie and claimed to be the victim, Morales added. There is absolutely a place for Engage Barry, or an organization like Engage Barry, in the public discourse, he added. A future with Alyssa Wright as part of Engage Barry isn't it? Thompson, who has referred to the biased scribe as a troll account, has said he supports accountability, not toxicity. He also characterized some of the comments on the feed as petty, after he mispronounced a word during a council meeting. Thompson said he had no comment on Wright's latest statement when reached by Barry Today. Lehman did not offer comment for this story. One of the top reasons good people don't run for public office, especially women, is online harassment. It's therefore the height of hypocrisy that the chair of Engage Barry, a group committed to accountability, runs an anonymous account trolling Barry counselors, Lehman tweeted Sept. 27. Ms. Wright owes a lot of people in Barry an apology, including the people who started at Engage Barry and believed in its worthy goals. Engage Barry says its mission is to create an equitable community, mobilize and empower people, and build an engaged local democracy. Wright announced on Friday, September 30, that she was stepping away from the organization amid the media frenzy. Lehman and Harris are not seeking re-election on October 24, while Thompson was acclaimed in Ward 5. Morales is running again in Ward 9, where he's up against Adam Wilcox, William Rome, and Norm Costello.